Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It also says that they found his car on the side of the road with a female companion. Now, what's interesting about that is his wife is the person who called 911.
Called 911, yeah.
Because she was like, I can't get in touch with my husband. He was on the interstate. He told me he needed to go get some gas. He was having car issues, and now I can't get in touch with him. Can you please go check? If you remember the 911 call, the 911 operator said, ma'am, I don't want to scare you or alarm you or upset you, but we do have an incident on the interstate. I don't know if it's your husband. But the wife was concerned because she couldn't get in touch with him after she just talked to him. And that's who called 911. And it turns out he was with somebody else in the car after being at the club all night. So it's just an ugly story all the way around.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not here to judge anybody, especially a dead man. But I don't know. It just, I don't know what I was hoping the story would be, but something a little cleaner than everything I just described would have been nice. Because now the truth is, here's a guy who was a husband and a father and a professional athlete with a multi-million dollar contract, and he just went out and got blitzed out of his mind, mm-hmm. and then made a lot of really poor decisions, and it literally cost him his life. Like, most of the times when most of us make terrible decisions, it doesn't cost us our life.
Right.
So, just an ugly thing. You can read all about it. Just Google it if you want to.
Story number four.
On a brighter note,
yep.
Guess who's in first place? USL standings.
How about that? Memphis 901 FC.
I think it is properly referred to as top of the table.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
I read that on Twitter.
Top of the table. How about that?
How about that? 3-0 win this weekend.
Yeah, didn't they beat the crap out of someone in the game before that, like 5-0?
They've been beating the crap out of everybody.
Yeah.
Bennett, if you play Memphis 901 FC, the most likely scenario is you will get the crap kicked out of you. They just dominated Loudoun United, those bums. That was 3-0 yesterday. Before that, they beat LA Galaxy 2, 5-0.
That's what I was talking about. I watched that one.
LA Galaxy 2 is trash. Before that, 2-1 victory over Indy 11. Those nerds.
Trash.
Yeah, they're terrible. Before that, Charleston Battery. Get out of my face. You're not real competition.
No.
2-0 victory there. So now, 901 FC is sitting there with 25 points. That's atop the Eastern Conference standings, and it's more points than anybody in the USL, Eastern Conference, or Western Conference. Kind of tough to keep track. Our NBA franchise is in the Western Conference. Our soccer franchise is in the Eastern Conference.
Oh, that's tough. I wish we could get in the West.
Let's just figure it out.
But then that might mess up. I think they play reasonable times, Memphis 901 FC, so we should probably just stay in the East.
I know who wants Memphis to go to the West.
Who?
Birmingham Legion FC, those bums.
Oh, they are bums. They talk a lot of trash, too.
Yeah, well, they have 13 points. They're garbage.
They suck.
They stink.
They all suck, Birmingham Legion.
They should be embarrassed of their football franchise.
No, it is awesome, man, that they're playing so well. And I think I saw something today that they posted that they're going to be doing some kind of like dollar ticket promotion for their next match. So
Everybody's got a dollar.
You can do that.
How about if you want to go to the 901 FC game and you don't have a dollar, Just hit me up. I'll give you a dollar.
Yeah, let me see if I can. They posted something recently.
I'll go get some dollars. And if you want to go to 901FC.
Let's see.
I can get you a dollar.
So they said, thanks to our jersey sponsor, Terminix, we're offering 1,000 tickets at just $1 each for the June 4th match versus the Bums, Atlanta United 2.
Atlanta United 2 is garbage.
They're garbage. But
I've been saying that for years.
Yeah, get on that. Pay a dollar to go watch Memphis 901FC kick the crap out of Atlanta United 2.
Yeah, it'll be a Saturday night. A little bit of a break here between matches, huh?
Yeah, it is. They're probably on the road.
No, they're just like not playing
they're
for
not
a while.
They don't have one before
before next Saturday.
How about that?
They deserve a break, you know?
That's what you get for being on top of the table.
Yeah, if you're on top of the table, you deserve a break. That makes sense. Birmingham, those bums, they'll never know what it's like to be on top of the table.
Never. No.
You're under the table. They stink.
They suck.
Saturday, June 4th, 7:30, AutoZone Park, Memphis 901FC, Atlanta United 2. If you got a dollar, you can go. Saturday night, downtown Memphis. Sounds like a fun time, right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
So congrats to 901FC, sincerely. Well, like I used to be in a group text with some guys, and every time 901FC would play, I'd be like, you're not going to believe this, but they scored zero again. and now it's 3 goals one game, 5 goals another game. They're scoring. It's an offensive juggernaut.
I love it. We like good offensive teams here in Memphis.
We like good offensive teams Memphis. We like teams that score. 901FC is scoring. Next match, Saturday, June 4th, AutoZone Park. Jeff Calkins up next.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
There's never a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to use bonus code WRIGHT200, WRIGHT200, when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code WRIGHT200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in the NBA playoff game you bet on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions, 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only, new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. That's 1-800-889-9789.
If you're looking for luxury in your next vehicle, look no further than Infiniti of Memphis, conveniently located on Germantown Road just north of I-40. With a robust selection to choose, test drive your new Infiniti. Stocked with our newest models, you'll find the perfect vehicle waiting for you. The all-new 2022 QX60, bringing elegance and sophistication to purposeful SUV-oriented styling. And Infiniti's anticipated return of the crossover coupe, the uniquely provocative all-new 2022 Infiniti QX55. Over 150 combined years of experience in sales and service. Our state-of-the-art service and parts department boasts 30 bays and 22,000 square feet to service the vehicle of your choice with master technicians. So come see us today and test drive your new Infiniti. And if you don't find what you're looking for, we can pre-order the Infiniti of your dreams. Infiniti of Memphis, 3060 North Germantown Road, or shop online at infinityofmemphis.com.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Tired of companies like Google and Facebook watching everything you do online? There's actually a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Memphis has been celebrating all month, enjoying everything that makes this city special. We just welcome the whole world into our backyard to cook out, but now it's time for us to grill up a Memphis original. So we're kicking off grilling season with Memorial Day weekend, and this is Gary Parrish telling you nothing sets you up for the perfect party like a fresh hand-cut steak from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. You know Folks Folly, right? The original Memphis Steakhouse. They serve incredible steaks every night, but what you might not realize is that you can have those very same steaks in your own backyard, as well as their ground sirloin, lamb chops, sandwiches, pimento cheese, fresh vegetables, everything you could possibly want for a delicious cookout with friends and family. It's all at Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, right next door to Folks Folly. And it's so good, in fact, that Humphrey's staff is going to take off Memorial Day so they can enjoy it as well. So you need to take some time before the holiday to stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall. It's the same address as Folks Folly. Or you can order online at humphreysmemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend.
For nearly 18 years, we've been delivering brand new vehicles right there in the Memphis market. And now we're excited to announce that Red River has a Toyota store right here in Wynn, just a short hop across the river to get the best deal on a new Toyota than anywhere else in your state or our state. Or we can bring it right to Memphis and drop it off in your driveway. You can order yours online right now at redrivertoyota.com and we'll bring it to you. So check us out at RedRiverToyota.com or come see us in Wynn.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at RedRiverToyota.com. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
When disaster strikes, do you know who to call? I do. It's Service Master by Cornerstone, largest franchise in a 600-mile radius, but you don't call them because they're the largest. You call them because they're the best at solving problems after a disaster. Any type of disaster. Like you got water damage, fire damage, smoke damage, mold damage caused by a storm that got a little out of hand. I hope you never have these problems, but if you encounter any of them, just call Service Master by Cornerstone. Their motto is, we don't pray for disasters. We just pray we get called when there is one. So remember the name. It is locally owned and locally operated. It's Service Master by Cornerstone. 901-624-9200 is the number. 624-9200. They're available 24-7. You need them 3 in the afternoon, they're there. 3 in the morning, they're also there. It's Service Master by Cornerstone. Learn more on the web, smcornerstone.com. That's smcornerstone.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
So I was reading the New York Times earlier and realized your sister is now against reading. What happened?
Whoa. Yeah, I call it the fake news, the fake news media.
It is disappointing when you've been taking up for the New York Times this whole time.
And
then you're like, you know what? They really did fake news my sister.
They did a real job on my sister. Literally on the front page of the New York Times yesterday was a piece about my sister. Essentially what the story is there is like – my sister in the field of education is quite famous, and she has developed curriculum for teaching kids to write and then teaching kids to read, and people all over the country buy it, states buy it, whatever, and she is maybe the most famous sort of teacher of how to teach people to read in the country, and there are people who hate her, and they hate her because she tends to emphasize whole language as opposed to just phonics, right? Right? You know, she thinks you should give kids books that they're interested in and teach them to love reading and that kind of thing as opposed to just sound it out. The story in the New York Times says basically leading teaching guru major retreat or something like that because she has in their latest curriculums updated it to include some tweaks. I don't know enough about reading to know one way or another. Lucy feels like she was savaged. Like it, she says, yes, we constantly are updating our curriculum. There are some minor tweaks in how much we use phonics to teach particularly kids who are dyslexic. But this is, there's no major retreat. There's no, like, whatever else. But, you know, the people who hate my sister, the sort of phonics-only crowd, like, consider this to be a great takedown of Lucy Calkins. And her sons, she has two sons, have said, whatever you do, Lucy, don't read the comments because basically the comments are from teachers, phonics people, and they're basically accusing Lucy of destroying the ability of Americans to read for the last 30 years. And honestly, when you look around at some of what we see on Facebook, it's possible that she's right. It's possible that it's right. But it was a bad weekend for Lucy. There's no question about that. And it is tough, honestly. It makes me aware of as a journalist that, you know, like, I'm sure the woman who wrote it was trying to get it right and thinks she got it right, right? And yet, as often happens, people who are, once you are written about, you read whatever's in any publication, and there's a sense of, well, I didn't say that, or this isn't right, or like, and so it's, I don't know. It was a bit of a, yeah. Well, what a great day for Lucy.
Well,
as we said, she merits being on the front page of the New York Times, so there's that, right?
Yeah, that's good. It's good until it's bad.
She looked good, too. Good picture.
It's a good picture. It's all good until it's not good. No, that happens to me sometimes. I see it on Twitter. Somebody would be like, GP said this. And I'm like, I just didn't say that. It's just not what I said. It's so frustrating. And I do try to, you know, be aware of that when I'm writing about people. Like if I'm just writing a Kentucky basketball column about some, you know, Kentucky beat Florida this afternoon, whatever, you know, just write it. Nobody's saving that for the rest of their lives. But when you write about somebody who maybe isn't going to be written about often, like that is going to mean something to them. And I don't want to say I try to be more careful with those, but I'm more aware of it. Like, you know, and I wasn't always this way, but certainly as I got older, I'm more careful and more, I don't know. I'd spend more time. If I'm writing about somebody who I know has never been written about and might not ever be written about again, I'm going to spend more time with that than if I'm just writing another Mike Krzyzewski column, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Now, the truth of the matter is she's been written about a lot over the years. And so that's not it. What to me, what it is this particular writer in the end agreed with the critics, right? She fundamentally embraced the view of the critics that the way Lucy's curriculum is wrong. And that's what it reflected, right? It is if I were writing today, and this is where I think it's tricky, if I were writing today about, let's say, the decision of Memphis to either stay with the Tennessee Valley Authority, right? There's this whole debate. Should we get our power from the Tennessee Valley Authority, or should we get our power from, should we put it out to bid and get it from someone else, right? And you write that story, and in the end, you know, you will probably write it write it with a certain perspective. And indeed, sometimes one of the criticisms of journalism, if you don't have a perspective, if you just both sides everything, well, everything isn't both sides, right? There is, in fact, you shouldn't both sides vaccines. There is a right answer to whether we should do vaccines or not. You don't just, you know, quote Fauci on the one hand and the idiot on Facebook on the other hand, right? Like, and so what happened is that this journalist fundamentally reflected the side of Lucy's critics. And if I were to write about the TVA, whatever, MLGW stuff, and were to take a side basically saying, you know, Memphis is getting ripped off by the TVA, let's say, for example, it's a difficult thing because, like, you immerse yourself in it, you do the best you can. But, like, if I wrote that, then the TVA people are going to be like, my God, he missed the whole story. He totally misrepresented the story. He doesn't understand the value of the TVA all these years and whatever else. So I'm not accusing at all the journalist of malice or whatever, any of that. Nothing. Of course not. But when you know the person, you know, Lucy's my sister. And so I sort of believe her side of it. But, you know, I don't know. This too shall pass. I have been not on the front page of the New York Times, but I've been criticized enough to know that the day that you are being criticized, particularly if it's really public, it hurts. And then if you wait a week, you realize life just goes on. You know, this too shall pass.
I fancy myself as a phonics guy, if I'm being honest. I really don't even have never even thought about it. Like, I'm not even entirely sure what any of this means.
What Lucy would say was, of course you're phonics. Like, when you're teaching your kid to read, right, you say, you get to a word and you say, sound it out, right? You say, everyone would say that. And she says the idea that she would not say that is preposterous. She never represented that phonics shouldn't be a part of teaching people to read. Of course it is. So what she actually, what she disagrees with is the idea that this is some major retreat, but I am not steeped in the world of how to teach reading and the science of reading or anything else. So, you know, in the end, I'm on these deals. You just stick up for your sibling, right?
Your sister got any advice on how to tell kids how to get towels out of the closet without jerking a whole row of towels out? I'd be interested in hearing that.
Get towels out of the closet with what?
My little guys, it's so frustrating. They pull the bottom, like, okay, so you got a closet and they've got shelves, and then you have towels folded on these shelves. Yep. And rather than take the one on top, like a normal, they take the one on the bottom and just pull. So they pull a whole row of towels and they just fall on the floor.
It doesn't. Isn't that partly because that's their height?
Except there's lower shelves. Like, if that was really the deal, they could just get a towel from the lowest shelf.
Lower shelf.
Yeah. Like, I think they're just trying to cause disruption at every turn.
likely so. That's what they're probably doing. Yeah. I don't think, honestly, that's her area of expertise. But I can guarantee you the New York Times would tell you that she's been doing it the wrong way.
Like, we're at the point where... Yeah. Where I have to, I say, Kelly, please, if you're putting the boys in the shower or something, just get their towels for them. They will jerk everything out of the
Well, that's the other thing. How often are the kids getting their own towels? Aren't little kids, don't you supply them with towels? Don't you hand them towels?
I mean, I do, but not every one of their parents.
Everyone in the household does. Right.
Yeah,
like, blossoming into a more complicated problem here. Yeah,
like there's a handful of these little things. I think parents of young people probably understand this. Like, you can't tell your little guys to go get their own clothes because they will pull everything out of the drawer. Like, hey, go get a pair of shorts. You walk in the room, every pair of shorts is out of the drawer. They jerk them all out, and then they find which one they want, and they do not put them back up. So it's like, why do you lay out your kids' clothes? Not because it's important to pick out their clothes every day in advance, but because you don't want them looking for the clothes because they tear through everything.
But if you teach someone to fish, Gary, they'll have fish for their whole lives. If you give a person a fish, they'll just eat the fish.
I just want shorts to not be on the floor. You know, whatever that, buy your own fish. I'll give you fish. Just can we keep the towels in the towel closet? Like, little things like that. Just like, and plus I've been trying to teach them to fish. There's no evidence that they're going to learn to fish.
Have you really been trying to teach your kids to fish?
Not literally fish.
Not literally to fish.
Not literally fish. I've been trying to teach them.
Ultimately learn to fish in the metaphorical sense. You know?
No, I haven't been trying to teach them to fish, but I've been trying to teach them how to throw away Capri Sun packages, how to...
I think that really happens after college. I don't think... Like, when do you start acting like an adult? And take, oh my God, I guess I got to pick up my own Capri Sun or the equivalent, beer cans, right? Whatever it is. When do I have to file my taxes? When do I have to, like, I think it happens sometime in your, not your early 20s. You're still at that point. The reason everyone's room, you know, whether you're in an apartment because you're living on your own and working somewhere, or whether you're at a dorm, the reason that they're a mess is because fundamentally you're still waiting for mom to clean it up or dad to clean it up for you, right? And then it takes about 5 years, and then you realize, well, it's not going to be a mess, or whatever it is. I'm going to get my car oil changed, or whatever it is. I guess I'm going to have to do it myself. And then you realize that life is a burden because you have to do all these things yourself. There's a lot to being an adult that you have to do. But I think there's a little lag in there that in your 20s is where you know, things fall apart for a while because you don't do it. And then there comes a time when you realize you have to, if anyone's going to do it, you have to do it.
I think I was always pretty structured, not structured in life, but like stuff was put where it was supposed to go. Like, I think I was always pretty good about that, if only because it bothers me when stuff isn't where it's supposed to go. So like,
Okay, but on other things then in life, weren't there things you had to learn? Like that you weren't, so there you're just instinctively me. You don't like clutter. So that's fine. But aren't there other things in life that you had to sort of realize this system that I'm doing here isn't working for me?
Oh,
and
sure.
I have to grow up and be a, you know.
Yeah, well, like I'm still learning on some things. Like if you ever hear the show starting at 4:05, that's my fault. You know, and why is it? Because the truth
you
is.
You don't leave early enough, right?
No, I mean, here's the truth. I love to prepare at home. I don't come to the office to prepare. I like preparing at home. And the truth is, if I leave at 3:30 and there's no traffic, I'll be here on fine. So I try to leave around 3:15. And if you hit a wreck or two, you've got a real problem. And so what's the solution there? It's pretty obvious, right? Leave at 2:45. And the worst case scenario is you got 45 minutes. You're already at the studio. You can finish prepping there. Like what? There's absolutely no difference or no real tangible difference. But what do? I'll sit there and wait till 3:27. Like I'm pushing it. Like I'm wanting to add stress to my life.
That is an odd thing. People do that. Whether it's that or leaving for the airport at a certain time. I know for you.
I do that. I do it all the time.
Why do you layer in stress?
And like it's really the difference between I could finish making notes for four notable stories at 4:44 right now at home in my office, or I could just get in the car right now, drive stress-free, and make these exact same notes when I get to the studio. And I'll just push it. Like last week, I pushed it to the last minute, and then the dog got out the front, and that's an adventure. And next thing you know, I'm leaving where, hey, if I hit no traffic, I'm going to be fine. But then I hit traffic, and it wasn't fine. And it's so easily avoidable. That is something I do not understand about myself. I think I understand most things about myself, good and bad. I genuinely do not understand why I consistently add stress in my life simply by not leaving when I should have left.
Well, did you see there was a psychiatrist on the stand at the Amber Heard trial today?
I didn't get to follow today as closely as I would have liked.
Well, I didn't literally. I don't know. All I did is that I saw what's his name, Rex. You know, the former Kentucky Journal, That guy. What's his name, Rex?
Rex Chapman.
Rex Chapman retweeted. He retweeted, and it's just funny. We retweeted. We live in the strangest times. There is a psychiatrist on the stand. I don't know who. On whose behalf they're testifying. But the guy he's sticking out his tongue like every third second and he's just making the weirdest, like a crazy person. Like it's a Monty Python skit or something. Like it's just the crazy. This is the last week, Gary, that we're going to have this trial. It's going to wrap up. Okay, then what's America going to do?
I'm looking at this now.
What is going on with him?
Do you see Johnny Depp looking at him?
Yeah, Johnny Depp is what is going on with that dude?
I mean, I can tell you what it looks like.
Would you put him on the stand on your on your behalf?
It looks like he's got Bobby Brown jaw.
I don't know what that means.
He's got Bobby Brown jaw.
Mm-hmm. Maybe had a little nose candy for the trial.
Sometimes when people
What is Bobby Brown? That's not a term I'm familiar with.
I think Pusha T called it Bobby Brown jaw. But
Bobby Brown jaw coke related?
Yeah. Like sometimes if you ever see somebody, I don't know where you would see somebody on the green line. You're not going to see them there probably. But you never know though. If you ever see somebody and their bottom, their jaw is moving around a lot, left and right, left and right.
Uh-huh.
Probably on cocaine.
Why is that?
It just makes you do weird things with your jaw. I don't know.
Is that true? Cocaine makes you do weird. I mean, I know if you're sniffing, that's cocaine, right? Like if you're sniffing all the time, right?
Or a massive nosebleed, that could be cocaine.
Or a massive nosebleed, that could. But there's a jaw thing?
Oh,
too?
There's definitely a jaw thing. Let me see if I can Google. Let's see if Bobby Brown jaw even comes up.
But that guy, isn't it just the weirdest thing? And I don't know how I'm going to be entertained by this anymore. And that trial's going to wrap up.
Bobby, on Urban.
I'm going to see what's up there. I didn't listen to any of it. I just saw Johnny Depp looking totally astonished.
Johnny Depp would know Bobby Brown jaw better than anybody. So he knows what it looks like. It's Urban Dictionary, Bobby Brown jaw. Happens when too much drug use affects your facial features, causing your jaw to open loosely and sway back and forth like it's broken. It's the result of potent drug use.
Well, listen, when it comes to having your legacy destroyed, right, at least it's not Lucy Calkins' jaw.
Think about that. Like on Sunday, yeah. Lucy Calkins is the center of everybody's negative attention. Well, now right. it's Bobby Brown jaw, a psychiatrist on the stand.
Having a cocaine, massive cocaine, literally than being Urban Dictionary for being a cocaine.
Dude, you see, this is wild. You see Johnny Depp's lawyer look at Johnny Depp and go, "What's wrong with him?" And Johnny Depp, like, stares, like, intensely.
It's just wild. It is totally wild.
I'm looking at it right now.
It's bizarre.
It's Bobby Brown's job, best I can tell. That's Bobby Brown's job.
He might just have, like, dry mouth or something.
Yeah. Well, he looks like, looks like Tourette's or something, right?
We could be making fun of a disabled person right now.
Well, Johnny Depp and his lawyer are making fun of him.
Yeah, it's possible we're making fun of a disabled person right now.
My standard is not whether Johnny Depp is making fun of someone. I've got to have a different bar than that. But so, all right, never mind.
Johnny Depp is outrageous. Like, have you seen the when he was on the stand, the clip that went viral, and the lawyer was like, "And you would describe yourself as physically bigger than Miss Heard, right?" And he said, "I don't know that I would." And it comes after they have an audio tape of them in an argument, and he calls her fat ass. so they got the camera on Amber Heard when Johnny Depp says, I wouldn't consider myself bigger than Amber. And they put the camera on Amber Heard, and she looks like she's about to cry. like he just more or less called her fat on the stand, and she looked like she's about to. And he sort of grins, like he knows that this is the type of thing.
He knows exactly what he's saying.
What he's saying. He knows exactly how she will interpret this as, I guess, I'm the man, she's the woman, but I don't think I'm bigger than her. He knows exactly how that'll hit her, and he's sort of grinning at the time.
These two were in love at one point.
That's the thing. Like there was a moment in time where they wanted nothing more than each other. Think about that. Yeah. Think about that. Every time two people end up hating each other in these circumstances, there was a moment where they wanted nothing more than each other. Isn't that wild how life works?
It is totally. It is how love works, really,
The person you end up hating the most is somebody you used to think you loved the most.
Well, I do think that one of the reasons for that, and I say this, is that, like, why am I such good friends with my ex-wife now and when we were not great as a husband and wife, right? And I think one reason is she's gracious and kind. That's one reason, and forgiving. But then the other reason is that you expect too much from that person. Right, from my ex-wife, I don't expect anything other than for her to occasionally return my call and tell me how she thinks the kids are doing and like whatever. Right, whereas from your spouse, you go in with these expectations that they're gonna meet all of your needs, emotional, physical, etc., and it's gonna be bliss. And then invariably, because we're humans and because we have the expectations are way too high, that person lets us down. And so then we resent the hell out of them. And I think that very quickly can turn into, can flip around very quickly. We expect too much. Like you expect your wife to teach the kids to take towels from the top of the pile. I do think, don't you think?
Well, here's the problem.
When you're 27, you're getting married, you just expect that person's going to be the answer to your everything. And of course they're not.
Well, here's the problem. Like, it sounds ridiculous. Here's the truth. Most of the issues, like the day-to-day little issues within my marriage, are over trivial things. Like, why are these towels laying in the floor again? It's stuff like, hey, when I left the house, the kitchen was not, it didn't look like this. And why it's most of the day-to-day issues are stuff like that. So on one hand, because I really don't know the answer to this, you walk in and there's another stack of towels just laying in the floor because the kid just pulled them out again. And you're like, you got to get them a towel because this is what's going to happen every time you don't get them a towel. So you're let down over something trivial, I acknowledge, but still it's frustrating, right? It's a frustrating thing. So you go, okay, I'm let down, but my God, she did a million other things today, you know, but does that mean you can't do this one thing? And I guess this is a constant dilemma in maybe not all relationships, but some, you know, like how hard is it to get somebody a towel so you can avoid this issue? But like, if you get too caught up on that, well, then you just spend every day upset about something as simple as towels being on the floor.
Because people, even if they don't disappoint you about that one thing, they will ultimately, they are not there to serve your every need, to see the world exactly the way you see it, right? So there will be ways that one disappoints each other. And so, like, and if you let that turn, if you let internalize that and let it bother you, as opposed to realizing it's natural and human, then, and again, who the hell am I talking? But I think that's partly where it, you know, where it goes wrong.
Because every day I tell myself I'm not going to get frustrated by any small stuff today. I'm not going to be bothered by any of it. I'm healthy. I've got good jobs. My kids are doing well. Everything's fine. I'm not going to let anything bother me today. And then I'm outraged by towels being on the floor. I can't help it.
Well, and then to complicate it then is that in the end, the other thing, that one of the great things originally when you get together is you're one of the things that other person brings you is they adore you, right? At that moment, like Amber Heard is feeling adored by Johnny Depp, and Johnny Depp is feeling adored. And so not only is the all the small things that irritate you, whatever else, the same person who once adored you is now resenting the hell out of you. And then you resent the hell out of them for resenting you as opposed to not you were adoring me once upon a time. And that adoring me was part of what I liked you, because you had the good sense to adore me. And now, like, now you're resentful because that adoration is gone, too. I remember thinking to myself, and again, like, this is, I'm so happy with the state of my relationship with my ex. Julia's great. But I remember thinking, this is crazy how self-involved we get. I remember thinking, everyone likes me in the world except you. You know, like literally, I don't know anyone else who really doesn't like me but you, you know. And so then it's the person who you're living with who, and mind you, I've assembled a longer list of people who don't like me now. But that's what I, you know. And so then the person who you're living in close quarters with all the time, that's the person who doesn't think I'm funny or nice or whatever else, you know, who just notices my faults.
It's hard. It's a hard deal. I mean, and then you fall into this one. I realize I'm asking too much by not having towels thrown all over the bathroom floor.
Right.
I know that's too much to ask. Hey, you can. How about this? If nothing else, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial has taught us that we're doing okay.
We're doing okay. I think we're doing okay. I mean, here's the truth. I was talking to someone the other day who had taken a second job, and this person is a journalist, okay? And then they've taken a second job because the journalism job doesn't pay that well. And I was asking this person how's life, and they just so happy because. This person said, last week I put my bills on auto pay. And the significance of that is, previously, could not put bills on auto pay because constantly juggling bills. You can't just have something, you know, MLG&W can take $200 on. Like, I may not have that, right? And so the idea that life was so much better because for the first time they could put their bills on auto pay. I think that's how, like, a lot of America lives. It very clearly is. And so, yeah, you know, I'm doing okay. Absolutely. If I mine aren't on autopay either, but that's because I don't know how to work it.
Autopay.
That's a different deal.
Autopay is, I think all of our bills are on autopay. And it's like a life changer. Because I get so busy. Like, do you remember, like, one day I came home? Or no, I think it was the middle of the day. I was home. And this has happened at least twice to us. Once the water was cut off and once the electricity was cut off.
Because the bills weren't paid.
Because the bills just weren't paid. And it was like, you know, well, Gary, did you pay the electricity bill? I think I did, but now that I'm thinking about it, I can't remember doing it. Then, no, you haven't paid in 3 months. It just never occurred to me to do it. And so then I went through a phase where I actually had a notebook, and it would be like first, third, seventh, you know, on the 9th, Entergy comes out. On the 12th, Atmos comes out. On the 15th, House Note comes, whatever. And I would check them off every month. So I would actually have evidence.
And would you like put a, at that time, is this at a time when you would literally put a check in a envelope, put a stamp on it?
Yeah. For some of these things, not all of them, but for some of them. And now everything that can be on auto pay is just on auto pay so that you never have to forget about paying.
But I think a lot of Memphis can't just put everything on auto pay because you're juggling which bills to pay.
No,
and that'll put pressure on a marriage too, by the way.
Oh, sure. Like, in, you know, I'm fortunate now, but like I, you know, that's not foreign to me. You know, I spent, you know, part of my adult life, certainly in the early years of, you know, our marriage, like, yeah, you had to pay attention to where money was going. Like, I lived that way, you know, as an adult in this lifetime. We were fortunate that, you know, I've had some level of success, and my wife's a successful business owner where, you know, we don't have to stress about that anymore. And that's not lost on me. Like, I can remember being at like a bar, 23 years old, 22 years old, and this was before you had smartphones. So, like, I would have to call 1-800-REGENS or whatever, you know, it was, the bank. And you'd have to...
to see how much you have in your account.
Yeah,
first,
I'd have to enter my account number and then push pound and do something else, and it would say, you have $41. And I'd be like, okay, I guess I can have a couple more drinks. But that's really, I would have to make that phone call. I can remember making that phone call. So it's not lost on me that not doing that is a big stress reliever. But I still think, you know, we should be able to keep the towels put on the shelves the right way. Right? I don't think it's either or, right?
Right.
I don't think it's either or. But at least neither one of us has Bobby Brown jaw. That's good.
At least neither one of us, and neither one of us is being criticized, you know, as having been yes.
It is surprising
the subject of a negative story on the front page of the New York Times.
It is surprising that your sister came out against reading. All right, I'll see you later.
See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye. And now I've just got this video of this guy on a loop.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted me and said that it might be... forgive me, I don't know these terms.
Mm-hmm.
In honor of Jeff's sister, I'll try to just sound it out.
Mm-hmm.
Tardive dyskinesia?
I'm unfamiliar.
He might be suffering from tardive dyskinesia.
Okay.
Dyskinesia.
Well.
Looks like Lenny Dykstra to me.
Yeah.
Might be suffering from Lenny Dykstra.
Maybe so.
Which also can be Bobby Brown jaw. Be back in a second.
Hey, I got Jeff Allen live on the phone. Hey, what's going on over there at Gossett Kia, South Mount Moriah?
Look, Randy, it's crazy over here, and that's because we'll do whatever it takes to put you in a new Kia today. Check this out. I've got a 2022 Kia Forte LXS only $219 a month, and a 2022 Kia Soul LX $240 a month. Both 36-month lease and $27.99 due at signing. And if you're looking for some SUV action, 2022 Kia Sorento LX $315, 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing.
And I know all Gossett Kias are equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
That's right, Randy. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com. All 36-month leases, Forte, NE 483, 548, MSRP 21435, Soul, NHO 2976, MSRP 22045, Sorento, NG 1166.57, MSRP 31290. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/22. Dealer stock only. Warranties, a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
With the current complicated real estate market, what you need is the only agent who has the exclusive strategic options to sell your house, and that person is Josh Heisaw, a man who knows how to navigate the market and get your home sold quickly and stress-free. With his Buy Before You Sell program, Josh can give you the cash that'll help negotiate the terms you desire on your new home. For maximum convenience, he can even make you an instant cash offer on your current home. And don't forget, Josh always offers flexible fees and no upfront costs, and he'll let you out of the contract at any time risk-free. So please call. The only agent I would trust if I needed to sell my home is Josh Heisaw with the Josh Heisaw team of Keller Williams Realty. 901-461-8147, that's the number. Or just look up joshheisaw.com or Google Josh Hysall team and start packing.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to joshhysall.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet here. Just thinking about how people all talk to cats the same way. You know, that calming voice those floofers pretend they can't hear, all cute and standoffish. It does get their motors purring, though. Let's see if it sounds like catnip to your ears when I say,
Pets stay free at Motel 6 in rooms that are more comfy than a box full of yarn. Do you like that, people?
I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, the proud sponsor of Pets, and we'll leave the laser light on for you.
And now an important message from music superstar Willie Nelson.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and for as long as I can remember, I've been fighting for legalization of the one thing that can bring comfort to millions. And of course, I'm talking about Skechers. You see, Skechers shouldn't be illegal. They help so many people ease.
Can we stop the commercial? Willie, I don't think Skechers are illegal anywhere.
Really? But they feel so good, I just assumed that the man made them illegal.
Nope, you can wear them anywhere, Willie.
Well, pass the Skechers.
Skechers comfort feels so good, it should probably be against the law. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has all the fits and features you need for ultimate comfort. Fits like Arch Fit, Relax Fit, Wide Fit, and more. And features like Max Cushioning and Air-Cooled Memory Foam. It's legalized comfort.
You know what? I'm going to wear my Skechers across state lines.
You do that, Willie. You do that.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Starting stronger starts at AutoZone. They've got battery solutions for free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep. We have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of
loss. This is Gary Parrish, and you've heard me talk about Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi and his staff for years now. They run the Smile Center. It's where my whole family goes. We're fortunate. Our insurance covers it. But Dr. Mehdi understands not everybody is fortunate enough to have dental insurance, and that's why he's created the membership plan at the Smile Center. It's an in-office insurance plan for patients who do not have dental insurance. So if you fall under that umbrella, please get in touch with the Smile Center. Dr. Mehdi and his entire staff have been vaccinated, so it's a safe environment. The address is 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek, 901-309-1333, online, smilecentermemphis.com.
Paid for by Openjar Concepts. Attention individuals implanted with hip, knee, or ankle devices manufactured by Exactech. In February 2022, Exactech recalled over 140,000 of its knee and ankle systems due to defects which may require corrective surgery. Exactech warned that several products contained plastic inserts which may degrade and wear out, causing abnormally high failure rates. As a result of these defects, patients may experience severe knee pain, swelling or instability, bone loss, pain while walking, or an inability to bear weight. Other symptoms of an Exactech knee failure may include grinding, clicking, or other noises. These defects often result in knee revision surgery or procedures to replace the plastic insert. If you have an implant from Exactech, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-763-8157. Time is limited to file a claim, so call now. 800-763-8157. Again, 800-763-8157. That's 800-763-8157.
know what's up.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Off the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate.
He looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business insurance? Get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Second generation local agency. Been owned and operated since 1981. It's the home of the Erie Rate Lock, which is a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops $100. Your first accident is forgiven. So if you're looking for a new, interesting automobile policy, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Two locations in the Memphis area. One is in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other in Covington on Highway 51. And you can reach them at 901-867-SAVE. That's 867-7283. You probably got a local doctor, dentist, attorney. You need a local insurance agent as well. Somebody with a 901 phone number. Somebody you can sit down with in person if that's what you need to do when you're making that homeowner's claim or automobile claim or some other type of claim. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance. 867-7283 on the web, rookinsurance.com. Jason Munns, commercial appeal, caught up with Penny Hardaway earlier today when they turned a fire truck into a Memphis something. Did you see that?
I did see that fire truck. Looked good.
I don't even know what's going on.
It looks like they just painted some blue tiger stripes on that thing.
I've been thinking for a while we need a fire truck that looks like a blue tiger.
Me too. If I ever have, you know, issues, I hope I never do. I hope that's the fire truck that shows up in my house.
If my house were to burn, I hope the tiger truck shows up.
Me too.
To try to put out the flames.
Me too.
So Penny Hardaway told him that right now he believes Larry Brown is coming back to be on staff. In what capacity, it's unclear, but that he is expecting Larry Brown to be back on staff. I think that had been in some doubt in recent weeks, but I guess we can take Penny at his word right there. Said he's got to call out to Kenny Payne to try to get a Memphis-Louisville series restarted. That would be fun. And said Alex Lomax's future with the program remains undetermined. He's got an extra year of eligibility. It is unclear if he's going to use it, but still trying to make that decision. So there's your Tiger basketball news from the day. According to Penny Hardaway, Larry Brown probably, not definitely, but probably back. Memphis trying to get a non-league series with Louisville and Arkansas, and Alex Lomax's future with the program undetermined. That, according to Penny Hardaway. The NBA playoffs are heating up. You can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of the NBA. Throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. You get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel, they got a lot of ways to play, and best of all, when you do win, you get paid faster than a fast break. If you're new to FanDuel, just go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Gary to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. That's promo code Gary, and if you already have an account, you're all set to bet no sweat. Either way, you're going to get up to $20 in free bets if your same-game parlay during the playoffs doesn't win on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet, $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. You got a gambling problem, called Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. Be back with dinner to go.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resort properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Tennessee only. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
For nearly 18 years, we've been delivering brand new vehicles right there in the Memphis market. And now we're excited to announce that Red River has a Toyota store right here in Wynn, just a short hop across the river to get the best deal on a new Toyota than anywhere else in your state or our state. Or we can bring it right to Memphis and drop it off in your driveway. You can order yours online right now at RedRiverToyota.com and we'll bring it to you. So check us out at RedRiverToyota.com or come see us in Wynn.
All you truck drivers and truck mechanics out there, are you looking for a different kind of company and culture to be a part of? At Waste Connections and Team Waste, our employees reap the benefits of realizing their potential with trust and full support as the second chance company. We offer competitive pay, signing bonuses, tool allowance for our mechanics, and at the end of every workday, you get to be home. Our culture is built on taking care of each other and the communities we serve. Apply today at careers.com. WasteConnections.com and become part of a great team of people.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
How you feeling?
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM
so
ESPN.
Get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing the S.
Y'all feel like that?
Your plane's missing the chef.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. And I promise it is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. Wouldn't make any sense for me, you, anybody else to spend any extra money on any other brand. Because New Amsterdam, that's going to be the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy. You like flavored vodkas? New Amsterdam has a bunch. Watermelon, lemon raspberry, orange red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut, passion fruit. And don't forget they also make a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, doesn't matter. That's the bottle for you. It's got a brown label. If you don't see it in your favorite store, ask them to get it for you. Next time you're in a restaurant, ask for it by name. Next time you're in a bar, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a lot of stuff.
Felt like it.
Including Bobby Brown Jaw.
I learned that today for sure.
Them kilos came, we gave you Bobby Brown Jaw.
It's a solid line.
Love Bobby Brown Jaw.
Yeah, I like that too.
How do you think Bobby Brown felt when Pusha T just described and named Cocaine Jaw after him?
I bet he wasn't too flattered.
It probably wasn't the best thing, you know?
No.
You know, but hey, you got an issue with it? Take it up with King Push.
Yeah.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Eastern Conference Finals. Heat Celtics, TD Garden, Boston, Massachusetts. We got a 7:30 tip on ABC. Miami leads the series 2-1. They went into TD Garden and they won Game 3. So now we're in Game 4. Miami's up 2-1. Boston is a 7-point favorite. The total's 205.5.
Ooh, 7 points.
It's a big number.
Yeah, I think I like the Celtics to win, but I'll say the Heat cover in a close game.
Miami plus the 7 is the official play from Big Bet Bennett.
I think so.
Okay. Yep. I'm not
what
here to
should
argue.
I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
The first half of Season 6 of Better Call Saul concludes tonight.
It's the first half finale.
It's the first half finale. It's okay. The mid-season.
Yeah, mid-season finale.
Finale of the final season of Better Call Saul on AMC at 8 o'clock tonight. Here's the description. The first half of Season 6 concludes when Jimmy and Kim deal with the
hitch in their plan. They have a hitch in their plan.
Uh-oh.
Boy, that's the last thing you want.
Of course.
You never
want to. Especially heading into the mid-season finale.
You never want a hitch in your plan.
No.
I always like to make plans, and then I want them to be hitch-free.
Me too. Me too.
Oh, Jimmy and Kim, they aren't so lucky tonight.
Uh-oh.
There's a hitch in their plan. Wonder what that looks like. Tonight at 8 o'clock on AMC.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Pat Forty joined us in the first hour. Had a column today. The 15 best rivalries in college football right now. Highlighted by Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher. So if you haven't read that yet, go to SI.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Oh, boy. Who could say for sure?
Who could say?
You know? Who could say for sure? It's Tuesday. I know that.
Yep.
I know that much. We'll be looking back at a basketball game. We'll be looking ahead to a basketball game. Amber Heard and Johnny Depp are still in court.
Yeah, I hope we spend some time on that. I feel like we neglected that today.
Well, you know what happened?
Huh.
I had to record three different podcasts
today. Oh, yeah.
And so I didn't have, and I don't want to talk about it unless I know everything about it.
I get that.
So I didn't have time to really dig in. But I tell you what, my Tuesday's looking a little open.
Good.
My Tuesday's looking a little open.
We need the details.
I could probably dive right in to the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial tomorrow. So we'll spend a good amount of time on it.
Sounds
hopefully something. Hopefully that psychiatrist comes back.
That'd be good. Yeah.
Wouldn't mind having that guy back. Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. We're gonna meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.